This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. As the UN General Assembly annual debate got underway Tuesday, combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was the foremost preoccupation of the world's major powers. Global leaders are meeting virtually this year due to COVID-19. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have surpassed 31 million, with more than 966,000 deaths. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. From China, the country where the virus is believed to have originated, President Xi Jinping promised it would be defeated. He announced that Beijing would provide an additional $50 million to the UN's COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan and said his country is making progress on a vaccine. He also denounced efforts to politicize or stigmatize the virus. In his UNGA address, U.S. President Donald Trump slammed China, referring to COVID-19 as the China virus and saying Beijing must be held accountable for having unleashed it on the world. He said the United States is also making strides on a potential vaccine. Russia's President Vladimir Putin also touted his nation's progress on a vaccine. In August, Russia became the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine called Sputnik V, but international scientists have been skeptical of its safety and effectiveness as it had not started phase 3 trials when it was approved. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he plans to announce his nominee Saturday for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Meanwhile, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee said Senate Republicans have enough votes to confirm Mr. Trump's choice before the November 3rd presidential election. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The woman accused of sending a ricin-laced letter to U.S. President Trump was formally charged on Tuesday with threatening the president of the United States. At a court in Buffalo, New York, Pascal Ferrier requested a court-appointed attorney. U.S. Magistrate Judge Kenneth Schroeder entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. According to an FBI affidavit, a note in the ricin-laced letter to President Trump read, "I found a new name for you. The ugly tyrant clown. I hope you like it." The affidavit said investigators found 6 additional letters sent to Texas in mid-September to people staffing detention centers where Ferrier was held in 2019 after an arrest for weapons possession. She's deemed a flight risk and will be held in detention until a special hearing September 29th. Ricin, a poison found naturally in castor beans, is deadly, with as little as 500 micrograms being lethal. There's no antidote. The moderator of a September 29th debate between Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and incumbent Republican President Donald Trump has released 6 topics that will be on the agenda. Trump and Biden, who was vice president for 8 years under President Barack Obama, will debate their records in office, as well as the current Supreme Court vacancy, COVID-19, the economy, race and violence in American cities, and the integrity of the election. The topics were chosen by Chris Wallace, a Fox News journalist who will be moderating the 90-minute debate. The list of topics is subject to change due to news developments. A Pakistani court Tuesday sentenced 2 men to death and another 4 convicts to life in prison for setting a garment factory ablaze in 2012. It was the worst industrial fire in the country's history that killed 264 people. The court said the men from a local political party started the fire in retaliation after the factory owners refused to pay more than $1 million in extortion money. The stories of people burning alive in a building with no fire exits or extinguishers caused an uproar across the country and drew attention to the hazardous working conditions of garment factory workers. The owners of the Karachi factory, Ali Enterprise, claimed they had a safety certification. The families of the victims refuse to believe them. Activists say the incident has not changed the hazardous conditions factory workers face in Karachi. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, has unveiled a plan to land the first woman on the moon in 2024. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said the $28 billion plan aims to return humans to the lunar surface for the first time since 1972. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.